The Seattle City Council considers a proposal this week that would bring a free public toilet to Pioneer Square. Local developer Urban Vision says it will buy the so-called Portland Loo for the city. In exchange, the developer wants permission to add three stories to a mixed-use building it's building in Pioneer Square. The Pioneer Square Business Improvement District would maintain this public toilet. Is it a good deal for the city? I asked Seattle City Council member Richard Conlin why we need public toilets here.
Well, they provide a lot of benefits. First of all, they help keep people who are otherwise going to perhaps use alleys and other places, give them an opportunity in a place that they can go. And that's an important benefit for everybody and for the business owners as well as people on the street. And also, ideally, they provide an opportunity for people who just happen to be there, who are visitors or tourists or just people who are walking through on their way doing whatever it is they do as Seattleites to have an opportunity to use a restroom.
Now, we have flirted with self-cleaning toilets before.
I don't know if I'd use that word.
We installed 5 self-cleaning toilets around the city. That didn't work out so good. How is this going to be different?
Well, the key thing that's different about this is the real testing that Portland has done in coming up with a design and a system that really works. They're much less expensive. They have very clear requirements. They have they're set up so that they are going to be something that really works for the community, and we think that it's a real good possibility. It seems to be working in Portland, and so we are a lot like them.
Some critics worry that the developer, Urban Visions, will get too much out of this public benefit, that they're going to get a big building and we're going to get a toilet.
Well, they already have the right to develop that big building. Right now, they could develop the big building, and they would have to leave some space vacant for a streetcar maintenance base. But at this point, there's no demand for a streetcar maintenance base, so that's basically, it makes no sense for them to proceed on that. The core thing from the community standpoint, they want that building there. They want those eyes on the park. They want that residential development there. And we've heard from both the Human Services community and a lot of voices in the Pioneer Square community that this is something that is absolutely vital for them to have that particular building built. So we're responding to the community and saying this is what they want.
So essentially then the question is our zoning law written so that the public benefit that a developer has to provide needs to be on its site, or can it be someplace else?
That's part of it. I mean, it's basically a lot of technical questions more than anything else, and it's very hard to measure that. But we think that this is actually something that is going to be the best alternative, and it's going to provide a great public benefit, not just from the toilet, but also from the building that's being built.
Is the idea that we see how this one works, and then perhaps we might see Portland lose all over Seattle?
I'm not sure I'm ready to predict that, but it's certainly, we would hope that if this one works, then we would move forward with possibly some other ones. Again, I think Portland has 7 or 9 or something like that in their downtown area. So it seems to be something they like.
What's the timetable for Seattle to make this decision?
We're going to try and make a decision in the next couple of weeks on the legislation, and if so, then we'd be able to move forward. And so hopefully it would be cited relatively soon.
Maybe even before the building's completed?
I would think so, because basically there's not a lot of construction that needs to happen. There just needs to be a concrete pad put down so that there's a place to put it, and then the building or the actual loo can be trucked up from Portland where they make them.
Seattle City Council Member Richard Conlin, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you for the opportunity, Marcy.
Appreciate your time.
Richard Conlin talking with KUOW's Marcy Silman. It's The Record on KUOW.